Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Thursday, 16th, 2008. Scores of Israeli armed settlers attacked on Thursday Palestinian residents and internationals in the West Bank city of Beit Sahur as the three Palestinians were reportedly killed by the Israeli army in the past 48 hours. These news and more are upcoming. Stay tuned. Dozens of Israeli settlers attacked on Thursday Palestinian residents and internationals in the West Bank city of Beit Sahur and detained six people, including four international activists and two Palestinians. According to IMEMC sources, the attack was a part of several Israeli settlers' attempts to take over a Palestinian area called Ush Ghrab, which was previously evacuated by the Israeli military. For the past few months, the settlers have attempted at taking the area in the presence of the Israeli troops, which used to stay idle to watch the settlers' attacks, according to witnesses. Palestinian medical sources reported on Thursday that the three Palestinian teens were killed by the Israeli troops in the Ramallah city in the past 48 hours. One of the victims was apparently killed by the Israeli settlers while walking down across a street near the settlement of Beit El on the outskirts of the Jalazon refugee camp of Ramallah, witnesses said. At the political level, Hamas sources in Gaza denied Israeli media reports that the Islamist party plans to assassinate Palestinian authorities, men of security services, in light of recent PA crackdown on Hamas supporters and members in the West Bank. On another issue, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah Party rejected on Thursday holding bilateral talks with a rival Hamas party in the framework of underway national unity talks in Cairo. Abbas said any talks with Hamas should be held in the presence of representatives of other Palestinian factions involved in the national dialogue. Hamas, from its part, regarded Abbas's position as Islam to the Egyptian mediation efforts for reaching a national conciliation among the rival parties. In the summer of last year, Abbas outlawed the democratically elected Hamas after the latter seized control of Gaza in June 2007. Abbas also installed a Fatah-loyal caretaker government in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and George Ishmawi.